couple of questions that came to me over the weekend need addressing before we make our decision. And I had shared those with Dave over the weekend, and I see he has a sheet here summarizing how the workload in City Hall might be affected with Russ leaving now, and how much extra is it likely to cost the city?
Some of them will be unforeseen. I don't really even put a dollar amount on what it's going to be for interim legal fees, opinions, meetings, whatever. However, we know that he's going to be leaving within a 6 month time frame. We should have started this on January 1, looking for interim legal. We've got three different attorneys, to my knowledge, in town, which is going to maybe save, bring us cost benefits and savings by bidding out the city attorney's job. If we need, we can hire an interim legal firm for a month or two. Will it be a little bit more money? It might be. But that's something maybe we can do in savings when we're not doing special projects, per se.
Dave, do you want to summarize a little bit the sheet you...
With the buyout of Russ's contract, Mr. President, members of the commission, over the next 3 months is a little over $17,000 payout. To put it in kind of perspective, I have asked Lily to continue that work for the municipal court side to represent the city and handle all of the legal issues on the municipal court side as the prosecuting attorney. And she came last night with I had a verbal on there, I haven't had a chance to look at the contract overall, but she gave me a verbal of $3,500 a month for the next 3 months. And this contract is only until we have a replacement, so it's not for 3 months, it's only gonna be for, could be as less as a month. If we were to carry that out for 3 months, that would be a little over $10,000, $10,500 for that work alone. And then we have additional work that we're gonna have to find. Buyout projects, recodification, not so much as a cost, but as a continuing of that little thread to completion. We're very close to that. Daily advice and attendance of city meetings, I believe that we should have legal counsel at our planning and zoning meetings and at our commission meetings minimum, and whatever else might come up, special meetings, things like that. And review of project contracts and work, which is something that our city attorney does on every one of our projects. We're right at the beginning of the process where the majority of that work needs to be done, so that's going to have to be a priority to move forward. Looking at just those four little bullet points, I'm certain that we would more than make up the $6,500 that's left over. My biggest concern was municipal court. It looks like Lily's willing to take care of that, because that is an ongoing weekly concern that the city has to have responsibility for. We could say just throw it all up to the Barnes County Court, but that wouldn't be right either. So just want to make sure that our municipal court is operating as it was in the past. And then the second question to me was time constraints of city staff, and all these hours are estimates. Could be more, could be less. I'm just spitballing here. We're going to be expediting this. With all due respect, Commissioner Magnus and I, the plan was we had 3 months to still do this. And the plan was to, in April, pick an attorney and in the next 2 months do a transition. Doing anything more than that or quicker than that, I don't know if that would have been anything that would have brought any value to us. So those things, that ongoing basis to do city business, we have to have that legal consultation. We'll be doing that all in-house now and probably trying to figure out who could review that for us legally. Buyout administration, 10 plus hours. And I put plus there because some of these buyouts are really mission critical. And we specifically HubMac and the store across street from Dakota Silver. Both of those properties, they're tied into permanent flood protection phase two. And so the contract that was just bid out last Thursday, that particular contract included the demolition of those buildings, and I want to get those ready to go so the contractor can do their work in an efficient manner. That was done by Meyer Law Office. Project administration, again, this is the legal side of things. When we have a question on how to move forward, where to move forward, we're going to have to find another avenue for that information.
Are we looking at approximately $27,000 extra?
17 extra. we will budget to 17, and then we'll see what happens.
We're talking $25,000 or better.
Minimum what we're going to be spending is what we're paying out over the next 3 months. That's the minimum. I just have no idea what the cost is going to be until we talk about that. I can tell you about one aspect, which is $10,000.
So to replace what Meyer Law Office is doing will be approximately $17,000.
Over the next 3 months, yes. Right. That would be a minimum amount.
That $17,000 was being paid out regardless.
Right.
The $17,000 was being paid out regardless from Meyer Law Office. It would have been a cost to us no matter what.
Yep. Right, but we're going to have to pay another.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's try and find a couple, a little bit of savings in here. Recodifications, that was supposed to be done 3 years ago. We spent a lot of extra money over the last 3 years that was not really supposed to be there. I wouldn't imagine that it would have been done in 3 more months either. Therefore, I think we could hold off on that for another 3 months so we find a different city attorney. Some of the flood bio projects, maybe get in touch with Southwest Council, Southwest Regional Water, and see if they could help us out somehow. If they have some sort of interim or some sort of legal person that's available to us at a cheaper rate. If not, contact maybe a couple of legal firms. See if they'd be willing to do things on a month-by-month basis, and if so, tell them the expectations. You have 80 hours down here that your staff is going to be doing additional work. Could we maybe shave that down in 40 hours extra? And if so, is that something that even a legal person could do maybe quicker than us? The fact of the matter is, my feeling was that it should have been done January 1. And we should have already had a new city attorney in place. So the 17-1 is a constant every month till June. The recodifications we can hold out on, the really busy things we need are flood bio projects, the review of different projects, and that you can find an attorney to go over those for legal significance. But we'll try to minimize any cost to the taxpayers.
I was under the impression that we were on a track to be, as David shared earlier, in April. So.
And I agree, David, that's exactly what your timeline was. If you remember, I had asked for it to be a little bit sooner than that. Sooner is always better than later.
It was your preference going into it that we not give the 6 months.
Correct.
You wanted it to end immediately. Correct. So you're consistent.
Let's be clear about the reason we're doing this. It's not something that this commission drummed up to do, but this is because of actions taken by Mr. Myrie himself. This isn't on the city commission because we just got a wild hair to get rid of the city legal attorney. This is consequences of his own actions.
President Crosby?
Yes.
The $17,100 isn't per month. It's for the next 3 months. So what his base was $57 a month, $5,700, and there's 3 months left. So it's the total there is $7,000. That's okay, but it's $17,100 for the 3 months, just so we have it correct.
That's what we would owe to Meyer Law Office.
That is correct.
And then?
The municipal court's already handled, so that's good. There's two or three other things in here that I think we agree are priorities, like Dewey has mentioned, the flood buyouts, participation in key city meetings, and review of project contracts in a timely fashion. We also know there's three different attorneys or firms that are interested in being our new city attorney. Do we want to use this next month or 6 weeks as a trial run and have each of them own a piece of this, and it's part of our decision-making process and who we want to work with?
Absolutely, that'd be a great idea.
Would like to see the flood buyouts move forward. I had my rental empty since the fall and it cost me about $1,000 a month in mortgage payment utilities. I don't really appreciate the delay.
Looking at the money and the paper that Dave put together here, we did have a pretty good exit plan, I thought, for Russ that we all had approved earlier. And last Monday, before we had here, I met with Russ on my own as mayor. I wasn't directed by you folks in his office, and we did have a verbal reprimand, and he gave me assurances that this wouldn't happen again in his, the rest of the time that he was here. With that, I at this point would vote nay on the motion. Call the roll, please.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
Commissioner Magnuson?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Aye.
President Carlsberg?
Nay. A couple things to Russ. Been here quite a few years, and there have been many positives that have taken place under Russ's watch. In the short time that I've been here, he's made himself available to ask silly questions that a rookie might have. Always provided me with accurate information on the items in which I was working at the time. So I am grateful for the guidance he has given me, and I would just say thank you, Russ.